You're listening to the Uncommon Heroes Podcast.
Thank you for joining us for the first and only episode 9 of the Uncommon Heroes Podcast. As always, I am Cameron, and I am joined by
Daniel
and a very special guest,
Mia. Hello.
Yeah, so welcome Mia to the show. Mia, do you want to tell anyone a little bit about yourself, maybe? Who you are, what you do?
Well, I'm a pretty uninteresting person.
At least I think so.
I work at GameStop.
GeekStop.
You can't. Yeah, I'm assuming you can. Yeah.
Oh, can I say that? I don't know. I
work. We talk all kinds of shit.
And yeah, I work with these weirdos. You know, been there for a couple years. Pretty residents of this desert area. So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you were on that. What was it? Whisper app. Where like,
Whisper. Oh yeah.
The anonymous thing is like that hot girl that works at GameStop.
Yeah, that went on for a while.
Somebody posted like something.
Yeah.
Multiple people were talking about the hot girl at GameStop.
That's really weird.
And like a lot of people were like commenting and like whispering like, oh yeah.
Is that like an app or something? Yeah. I'm so old, dude.
No, yeah, I think Whisper was a thing where basically it would anyone around you, like using the same cell tower, they could post anonymous comments about things.
That's super creepy.
So 29 Palms would have this Whisper server, and it would be like, oh yeah, the hot girl at GameStop, or oh, that dude at Starbucks with a sick beard, you know, because that was on there. I was on there. That was the dude with the sick beard.
Or like the worst ones I saw was just like, I hate my life, or like my wife sucks, like who wants to hook up tonight? And I was like, yeah. Like I saw a lot of emo posts.
If people were like, yeah, I'm gonna cheat on my wife tonight, who wants to do it? And I was like, what the fuck?
That's
great, I guess.
It's pretty ridiculous. So that's Mia's claim to fame.
It's like the glory hole version of a cell tower.
Yes, exactly. Like, is what it is.
Everybody puts their dirty dicks in and they get like,
yeah, that duct tape around the hole really doesn't do much for you.
Yeah.
Honestly, how would you know?
It keeps the I was gonna say it keeps the fucking dick hair out.
Some high class glory holes have fucking like hand sanitizer next to it, so you can just real quick, you know, just give it a wipe down.
Cameras, I know all about these.
Professional glory holer.
Bro, it's a big fucking business. Like you'd be fucking surprised. So yeah, let's see. How was my week? There was no podcast last week, I'm gonna be honest with you. It's for one reason, and that's the fucking Witcher.
Like,
The Witcher came out Monday night, and today is Wednesday, the day comic books comes out.
Yeah,
hence Uncommon Heroes. But so from last Monday night until now, I've logged 56 hours into The Witcher.
That's ridiculous, dude.
I feel kind of disgusting.
Yeah, but I'm almost there with you. So I think I don't know how many hours. It's probably like 16, 20. I'm like really behind. But I mean,
I'm only about 5 hours in. I'm not too far into the game.
Yeah. It's just like the game is just so good. Like it's everything I wanted it to be. Is exactly like what I thought The Witcher was going to be. Is exactly what it is. I mean, and the fact that it's basically do whatever you want, whenever you want, kind of gameplay. You know?
Yeah, definitely. I just like going in and collecting stuff and mixing herbs, and I don't know. That's my fun part. Maybe
you might as well just play Minecraft.
No, you're definitely taking it. Can you slay griffins in Minecraft? No.
You can't slay a pig.
No.
You can't compare Minecraft and The Witcher. You can't do that.
I'm just fucking around. I'm just saying. Like,
yeah.
We are diehard Witcher fans. Ooh, fuck you.
Exactly.
I'm not saying I'm not, dude. I'm enjoying the game. Like
5 hours in. What a bitch. Me and
Get my Igni on and flamethrow you.
I've been taking on other projects. Some home improvement projects. I've been busy with that.
Oh, yeah, so that
right.
Was my
you
lead.
Were looking at like Persona DDR for like the Vita other day.
Evolution?
Yeah.
For the Vita? Like, no, like it's Persona, like all the Persona characters.
Yeah.
It's like it's called Persona Dance All Night. And I was watching like just trailers and trailers and trailers of that.
Trailers, like literally like a good 15 minutes indulging.
It's actually like it looks really damn good. Like a lot of the guy characters, like there's so many.
A lot of the guy characters are so hot. That's what I wanted to say.
The guy characters, like you could dress them up in female clothes and shit. I was just
he's like, this is my chance. Yeah, he was like, this is my chance.
He's gonna make a character of all of us, and like Mia's gonna wear guy clothes, and like me, I'm just in a pink dress with a big ass beard.
Yeah, I already see you.
Giving
like
him
that.
An idea. You're just giving him ideas.
Whenever I'm in your dreams, that's how I pop up. Just in a floral dress.
with the thigh highs and shit.
Dude, it's a good look. It is a good
for
look.
For you, yeah.
Like but that. Let's get back on The Witcher.
No, we're still talking about what Daniel's doing. What Daniel, how was your week before our rude guest just interrupted you?
No, he wasn't playing The Witcher.
She's so excited.
Not very relevant. We'll get to you, I'm just Mia. Kidding.
We'll get to
I'm
you.
Like I said, I was doing some home improvement stuff. I was redoing my cabinets.
And it's funny because you didn't have to get any workers standing outside Home Depot because that's who you are.
Yeah,
because
I'm Mexican already.
I was about to say, hey, you have two Mexicans called, in the room. Watch out.
Oh, is he? Are you helping him with his cabinets?
No, I was going to say, I would have called you because you have so much sandpaper. Like, your ass is just sandpaper.
Bro, listen.
You could have just sat on the cabinets and just rubbed your... And twerked my fucking...
Twerked my cabinets. Your cabinets. Yeah, just fucking finished down.
Twerk
dude,
me.
Oh my God. That's a great construction company where your construction workers are all they're twerking at the same time.
It's just black
and their
women.
And sandpaper on their ass.
In between their ass cheeks.
Dude, weirder things have happened. Like that cheerleader, the university cheerleader squad that opened up a moving service one summer.
That's
it was just cheerleaders in bikinis moving your stuff.
How wow. like what kind of load can they even carry?
Yeah,
I can even imagine listen. It's not that much. They're just carrying like
you had to. Yeah,
clothes.
You had to move the heavy boxes by yourself. But they would pack all the pictures and stuff in little boxes.
Yeah,
for sure. And then besides that, been playing The Witcher and a little bit of Mario Kart. It's because it's still badass.
Even that Mario Kart. I mean, yeah, Mario Kart's good, but I don't see myself like it's not a highlight of my week. Like, yeah, I played Mario Kart.
I did. Yeah, I liked it, man. It's still a fucking great game.
It's cool.
There's some other Witcher stuff I want to talk about a little bit later on.
Yeah, before Mia jumps the gun again.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. Just pretty much every free time I got was just all about The Witcher. Besides yesterday. Yesterday I was down like Long Beach and stuff, hanging out with my friends and did some grown-up stuff. Went
grown-up stuff,
right? Furniture shopping at IKEA. It was
pretty
amazing.
Oh, you got some floor lamps, right?
Yeah, I got some floor lamps.
I saw those.
I got a new TV stand, and you know, I felt very adultish because I was walking around. I was like, like this color would go great with my room, or should I get like I don't know wood design? I don't know. See,
it gets see, obviously, like, as you can tell,
it's
a
lot more complicated.
The last time I went to IKEA, like, do they still give you food while you're walking around?
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah,
whoa. Tell me, I've never been to IKEA before. They give you food.
They give you food
as like
you're
a
walking
food court.
Around. Like, no, I thought like they would give you like. There's some person, like a butler, and he's like, cheese? Would you like some cheese, sir?
They don't do that anymore.
They don't do that anymore.
But they do have a food court where people were like, oh, you get the meatballs? I'm like, no,
oh,
I don't want balls.
Yeah, they
my
have
mouth.
Really good meatballs, too.
Yeah.
Like, they're the
I did
best.
See a thing. I thought it was like an Onion article that IKEA was serving horse meat or something like that.
It's the best horse meat around. If that's
but that's
a
legit
is.
Thing. Like, you shop for furniture and eat at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. They have like a little food court that you go in, the Swedish meatballs and like
that's
pizza
cool actually
and stuff.
See,
yeah,
I've never been to IKEA. I'm not cultured, I guess.
I know, right? But it was great. It was some serious people, like overhearing people's conversation, like, oh, I want this countertop and stuff.
Yeah, the only piece of furniture I bought in this entire place was that entertainment center.
Everything else was given
everything
to
else
you,
was
or
given
donated
to me. Yeah.
Donation.
Like this, like I got from my old roommate, like my nightstand right there, that's part of a Marine Corps secretary that just got torn apart.
And you just picked it out of the trash and brought it with you?
No, like people had it in their houses and they're like, well, we're moving, we
oh,
don't need
okay,
this.
Oh,
like,
gotcha.
Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah, you can find a lot of shit like that on Craigslist, just like dudes moving away or like 29 Palms Buku
good,
out here.
Like
good
even
deals.
This bed was like, my parents just had it in their guest room, and I'm like, hey, you're moving. Can I have that bed? They're like, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, right?
Smart
shopping. They probably got busy on that, dude.
That's right. I didn't even buy the nutcrackers, see? So whatever.
That's always, you always get creeped out by that shit.
Dude, they're protection like, from evil spirits.
Yeah, he told me that today. I was like, well, I just used
them to
crack.
You don't just crack nuts
with them. Yeah, I was like,
there's no peanut butter
nuts.
In their mouths. You can check.
Put your dick in there.
That's terrible. Like,
crack
terrible.
This. It's hard
okay,
as a
I'm
rock.
Not going to look at these nutcrackers the same anymore.
Oh, God. Mia's never going to come over to record again. She's like, okay, we're done
no,
here.
No, around Christmas, I see nutcrackers, and I'm like, no.
You've had a dick in your mouth, haven't you?
They have white beards and white mustaches. That's scary, dude.
There's a reason for that.
I know, exactly.
Hey, Mia, so what about The Witcher? What are you enjoying about The Witcher?
Did you say what you did for, oh yeah, you did.
Yeah, is there anything that you like, don't okay, first of all, is there anything you don't like about The Witcher?
Yes, I don't like the swimming mechanics. I've drowned
really?
So many times because it's just like every time I go down, like
every time she goes down.
Yeah. on Drowners.
Like when I'm swimming down.
For that drowner brain.
That right? That drowner brain. But like he makes like little, he turns and like spins around in the water. I'm like, man, I don't know if is this a glitch or he's having too much fun.
Right? He's like, I haven't taken a bath in weeks.
Right?
I've heard that like the same thing, that they just put too many animations into the game. So like even as you're walking by and you're trying to pick something up, like some plants, he'll keep walking for like another like split second. That's kind of annoying.
That's part of the combat fluidity, though, is because it's supposed to, like, when Geralt's fighting a group of people, if you take out a bandit camp, right, he's going to move in a way that reflects how many people are around him and stuff like that, whereas if you're fighting two bandits. Like, if you look at the combat, Geralt changes how he moves all the time.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with that.
Like, Triple X doesn't do the same combo every time.
I'm just trying to pick up some plants.
I know. I don't need to keep moving forward. If you're fucking horse, like, if you're on your horse and all of a sudden you're like, oh, get off, and then you're going to pick the plant, and right before you pick your plant, Roach fucking, like, cuts up in front of you and you can't get to it, and you're like, goddamn horse!
Right?
But no, yeah, the swimming mechanic, though, that's one of the things I don't like, is that you can, like, combat underwater is so clunky.
It is. It really is.
Yeah, like, I just swim down there, take the chest, and then swim away. Like,
I mean, because I almost got raped. There's a dungeon. I don't know if you guys have done it yet, but there's a dungeon later on. It's like it's part of a scavenger hunt for the best suit of armor in the game.
I heard of it.
Yeah, and you have to do this puzzle, and it leads to this pool. Well, you have to go into the pool to get the key to the next room. And you go and get the key, and as soon as you pick up that fucking key, there's just like six drowners between you and the surface. So I'm like, fucking, I've never fought underwater before. How do you do this? It's like, oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, I haven't done the underwater fighting either.
You can only use your crossbow.
Underwater, yeah.
Well, I've been leveling up my crossbow, so that's good. I've been doing it to where you can slow down the time as you're aiming and stuff like
that.
And
that's good, too, because you have to, like, you can do auto lock, but crossbow bolts aren't always guaranteed to hit on auto lock. Unless you, like, aim it kind of thing. So I'm fucking sitting here trying to kill drowners, and they're all swimming, and all my crossbow bolts are missing, and I'm like, what the fuck? It was a terrible experience.
Yeah, I think that's, like, a really smart idea. I think that's one mistake. A lot of people are just like, I just want to get through the game. I was like, no, take your time, level up, like, take care of your stuff.
Yeah, like I said, 56 hours in, and I'm not even done with the act one of the story.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
that's why I love that game. That's just so cool. Just take your time. Yeah. So much stuff to do.
We're all playing it, but we're all having different experiences with it. Like, obviously, I've done the most, but you guys, like, we were talking the other day, like, you've made different choices that led to different things happening in the game, which is pretty cool.
Like, there's this one part where you, like, go meet a baron, and you have to find his wife.
Yeah, the Bloody Baron.
Yeah, the Bloody Baron. And before then, I killed all his men at the Crossroad Inn.
Yeah.
So it was actually harder for me to, like, go see him. So I had to, like, go in the cave, and that's where I saw that water hag and I had a slicer.
Yeah, the boobies.
Yeah, I was like,
undead boobies yet? Not there. Was she dead?
Yeah, well, I killed her, yeah.
Yeah, you have to kill the water hags. No, it took me, like, 6 hours to see my first set of tits, and I was like, okay, cool, the Witcher is the Witcher again. And fucking Alex was like, I saw boobs in, like, three hours. I was like, yeah, because you sought that shit out.
No, like, I haven't seen boobs yet, but yeah, I'm not seeking
a lot of the monsters. The later on monsters, there's a lot of naked lady have monsters. Boobs. Yeah, like they water hacks, dude. Wait till you see that. You'll have to pause the game to control yourself.
I actually took a picture of it and sent it to you guys.
Dude, they're so hot.
Did you guys not see the picture I saw?
I saved it.
Yeah,
no, I haven't seen it yet.
I have a folder named Spank Bank. I don't know what you guys, if you know what that's for.
Oh no,
I put it in there though.
Yeah,
save it.
I know what it's about. Yeah. That's a guy thing.
The guy thing.
Yeah.
No, I'm okay.
Yeah, Daniel has three of those.
I do.
Ooh, I'm telling
one
someone.
One for each eye. My right eye, my left eye, and my brown eye.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so that's, I don't know, The Witcher's great.
It is. Like, I'm so glad. Yeah,
I'm really liking how, like, just one mission in general, like, will take you literally, like, that one with the Red Baron has been taking me about 3 hours to just even complete, which is crazy.
Each main story quest branches off in such a way that each one has at least two side quests that go along with it. You don't have to do what you can to, like, you know, make the experience more full, but each main story quest is multiple steps, so each one takes a good 5-6 hours just for one quest. But each side quest, I like side quests take about 30 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
So it's nice that you can kind of, like, fuck, this main story quest is taking a long time. Let me go do a Witcher contract and kill this Leshen, or, you know, let me go kill this Cockatrice, or let me help out Dandelion.
I'll just go do, like, the question marks just on the map. I'll be like, yeah, oh, right next to the question mark.
Yeah, there's might as well do it. Yeah.
Like, there's so much stuff to do in that game. Like, do you feel weird, like, being a girl playing The Witcher and just, like, banging all these chicks?
No, because then I could just be like, I'd rather be that chick, and like, she's attractive, you know. That's more, that's like when we were talking earlier and we were talking about like Yennefer or Triss.
Triss.
I'm Yennefer.
No, I'm in the Triss camp through and through.
Dude, I just feel like Yennefer and they're just meant to be.
No, Yennefer is a bitch to him. Triss actually cares.
That doesn't, it's...
Trish has the red hair, right?
Yeah.
I'm with the brunette all the way, dude.
She has black hair, thank you. Raven colored hair. You haven't played... Okay, did you play The Witcher 2?
No.
See, if you played The Witcher 1 and The Witcher 2, you will have such a bigger connection to Triss than Yennefer.
But I don't believe that's true, though.
It is true.
But the thing is, they've always kind of based everything about Yennefer. Like, Yennefer this, he's out to find Yennefer. It's
Witcher 1 and 2, it's all about Triss. All about Triss.
But the winner always comes out at the end, and it's Yennefer.
I picked Triss.
Yennefer all the way.
Well, like, I watched some I watched some YouTube videos of, like, people picking Triss. I'm like, oh, I love you, whatever. And, like, that part just seems so happy and so fake. I'm just like, I just feel like
they
this bang game's
in
over
a lighthouse.
With.
They're sending ship signals with their bodies. Like, yeah. You know, if you bang Triss, the ship that just left is like, oh, they're sending us a signal. And they write it down. It's like, HDRVK. What does this mean? Like, oh, it's a code, good sir. Let me see that. And so they're trying to figure out this banging code. I want to see what happens from that. I bet, like, that ship, like, I know what this means. And they fucking get steered into, like, an ice giant's cave or something and get killed. That'd be so funny.
They're just like, oh, that way.
You
but
go
yeah.
find the remains afterwards.
Yeah, right. You just see the paper. But no, yeah.
Trish's like, boat. She's like, where'd my boat go? And they just send
the
him
banging
off.
Signal.
Right?
No, yeah. Like, I'm really excited to, like, get further into the game just so I can tell. You can tell something big is going to happen after Act 1 of the story. Like, I'm not there yet, but everyone keeps saying, if you need me, I'll be here for you. So I'm like,
yeah.
Why would they say that if mm-hmm. I wasn't going to need them later? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm not that far. Not even close to being that far into the game.
Yeah, I know you're farther than me, but I've definitely ran into people like, you know, like, oh, like, bless you, you're going to need it, or like, this, not, yeah. You know, may the
like I did a huge
good rats be with
quest
you.
Line. There's a huge side quest line or whatever, but the same dude, I'm not going to say any names because it's a big spoiler later on, but I'm doing all these quests, it's like 6 or 7 of them, I'm like, cool, and then finally at the end of it, he's like, hey, you know, whatever you need in the future, whenever you need me, just call me. And I'm like, fuck, I'm going to have to call him for something. Something big is going to fucking... I bought the strategy guide, but I have not opened it to, like, look at the story. Like, I read, like, the bestiary and looked at the art book section, because those are cool, because I got the collector edition guide. But I haven't looked at the walkthrough of the game, because I don't want to have anything spoiled for me. Especially because this game has, what, like, 32 endings?
Yeah, 32 like different endings.
So, I mean, I do not want to know what any of those are until I get one.
I just know mine's going to end with Yennefer.
Are you going to replay it 32 times to try to get all...
No, I'm going
to
play it through twice. I'm playing it through on normal difficulty, the swords and story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play it through it again on Death March, the hardest difficulty.
The hardest one.
I'm going to play through them, and then I'll go back and read all the endings and stuff.
That's good. No.
But Triss is always going to be there. Fuck Yennefer.
No, it's all about Yennefer.
It's like, all about
did you guys
Yennefer.
Download the free DLCs yet?
Nope, yep. Not yet.
The free DLC that came out today, it was a complete quest storyline called The Lost Mines, and then there was a complete reskin of Yennefer. Yennefer looks completely different in my game now than she does in yours.
So she's probably way hotter now.
She's got like raven feathers all over
damn, that's
cleavage
even better.
And shit.
That's
I know,
even better.
Like she's
like
super hot, and now she's like extremely hot.
I still pick Triss.
That's unfortunate.
Okay, so interesting fact about The Witcher.
Oh.
So the voice of Geralt of Rivia is a guy named Doug Cockle. And where's he from, Mia?
Twentynot Palms!
That's right, fucking the voice of Geralt of Rivia is from here, where we live.
That's freaking awesome.
No wonder he's always so angry.
I know, he used to be a marine.
Like, he always sounds so parched. It's because he's thirsty from the desert.
No, yeah. Like, dude, how fucking funny is that? The dude was born in 29 Palms, became a Marine, which what most people do from 29 Palms do, and then went off to be fucking Geralt of Rivia.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. Did he voice all three games, or was it
yes,
just the one?
Yes,
that's
all
pretty
three
badass.
Games.
that, like that. Yeah.
Right? Was, like, how that gives me hope for our shop. Good things can come out of Palms. Like the new Sith Lord for the new Star Wars movie. He was a Marine from 29 Palms.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah, yeah, right? That's like really cool. That's why I like this little small town. I'm not going to lie. Because it just gives people a bigger picture. And be like, more is out there. Or like, I just feel like people that I've met in like LA, Long Beach, they're like, oh, you know, I'm just going to work and do this, this, and that. But I feel like creativity just brews
it's
here.
It's a melting pot community is what
it is.
I was going to say, we have just the traffic of people that we have come through. Mm-hmm. Even like the Marine students, some of them are here for 3 months, but there's so many people that flow through this city. It's crazy, actually. Mm-hmm.
But
when you think
Geralta
about it.
Geralta Rivia is from 29 Palms. Like, that's fucking, that
yeah,
is so
that
cool.
Yeah, that just made my day. I'm just like.
Like, when me and Mia saw that online, we freaked the fuck out. We sounded like schoolgirls. Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure Mia actually went, oh God.
I know. I was like, oh my God.
It was,
oh my
I was
God.
Like, I was like. And she's like, it has to be a bug. It can't be true. Like, it's probably some virus or something. I was like, and so we researched it. Sure shit.
Right? Fucking, right there.
Yeah, so I was
front page
in.
Of Google.
Both of you guys sounded like Japanese schoolgirls. You guys yeah. were, had your hand over your mouth. You're like,
you got any headaches, yeah. kids? No, shit was so funny.
Yeah, it was like crazy.
Yeah, that's like... That makes me love The Witcher even more because now I feel like a personal connection to it. Because I have to fucking live in this hellhole. And to know that Geralt of Rivia's voice came from this hellhole, it's pretty sick.
I would say, like, so far, like, for me in that game, mission-wise, the best mission is the one with the fucking baby, dude.
The Bloody Baron's yeah. baby. Yeah.
When you see that creature coming out of the fucking thing, I was like, dude, this game's fucked up.
Okay, question for you. Did you turn it into a lumpkin or did you kill it?
I turned it into a lumpkin.
Me too, so did I.
I was like, I felt bad killing a
exactly.
deformed, ugly, disgusting baby.
I guarantee, like, Marines and stuff, if we asked them that question,
oh, they
fucking
killed
it. They killed it. But me, like, I felt like it's one of those games that pulls at your heartstrings. Like, it's like,
I
can't kill this fucking baby.
I like the way the Bloody Baron was carrying it too. Like, oh, I don't want to touch this fucking. It's his child. He's like, I don't want to touch this disgusting
thing.
Yeah,
but then by the end of the walk all the way to his house, like, he's all coddling it and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
so,
you
I mean,
can tell he kind of
he grew.
Has
it
a,
grew.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he has a change of heart after seeing that
thing was so
that
fucking
bloody mess that he fucking made and
God, it was
buried
so
in the backyard.
Looking.
Yeah.
And then I fucking noticed this when I was playing. When you follow the spirit of it, like, it takes you to, like, the murder or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, the horses and stuff. Fucking its umbilical cord was dripping blood the entire time.
It really was.
Like, the graphics are so good. You can see just, like, little blood droplets dripping out of its purple umbilical cord. And I was like, ugh.
I'll say, like, now that you bring up the graphics, what do you think about, like, that whole, the graphic comparison between console and PC?
Okay, so.
I mean, because that's been, like, a big-ass fucking.
It has been. The hoopla. Biggest thing, the way it started, the big thing was, in 2013, when they showed off the gameplay video, the game looked a lot better than it does now.
Yeah.
And the reason for that, and they've already said, the game was a lot smaller in scope when that demo came out. And also, for it to be consumer friendly, a game of that quality was not going to be attainable by the common consumer. You know, like The Witcher 3 right now, you can run it on a pretty, you can run on really low settings on a, you know, average computer.
Yeah.
You're not going to crank it up. But in order to have that gateway for more people to play it, they couldn't do the fucking high-res end version of the graphics.
Yeah, and that's why WoW is so, like, the graphics on WoW are so low is because they want
yeah,
to keep that customer base.
That's
yeah.
the thing. And the other thing is the whole, like, graphics comparison between the PS4 and the Xbox One and PC, of course, PC is going to look better.
Yeah.
Of course it is. Like, there's no doubt there's. But there are some things that do look better on the console versions. Like, some of the lighting on the PC version is overdone. Like, some areas are just too bright. Some yeah. areas are just too dark. And shadows are really, they're really all over the place. Like, if you watch PC versions of the game, sometimes, like, leaves are blowing shadows. Yeah, you get it. But then those shadows somehow in the pixelation get mixed up, so all of a sudden half of the dude's face is black in shadow. When it was, like, pretty leaf shadows, and all of a sudden, black just face. Black. So I'm like, so that's a thing.
Andy would hate that.
He really would.
He'd be like, kill him with fire! Break his back!
Break his back.
Break his back!
Rip his arms off, replace him with metal ones, then break his back! No, but... And the whole thing between Xbox One and PS4, I've seen both, obviously. And I think, like, I still stand behind that. I think the Xbox One does look better in some aspects. Like, you can tell the PS4, the environments, the details in the environments, the foresight, all the cloudiness, the fogginess, all the weather effects look exactly the same on both consoles. The only difference between PS4 and Xbox One is, like, the character, like, models.
Yeah.
They're a little bit more high-res than PS4, but everything else about the game is exactly the same. So when you put those armor models on a high-res character model, it looks muddy. Like, his neck looks out of place and stuff. So, I mean, the Xbox One version overall, I think, looks better because there's not that HD, like... slippage that there is on the PS4.
Yeah. I mean, like, we're all playing on the Xbox One. I don't see any problems with it.
It's fucking gorgeous.
Like, it's definitely, for the scope, like, it's one of the better looking games out there. Oh, by far.
Especially how huge it is.
Yeah.
Like, it's so amazing they fit all that on one disc.
Yeah.
Back in the day, a game that good would have to be on 6 or 7 discs. Yep. Like, the PC version comes on 7 discs.
Character models look better than Mortal Kombat. Like,
hands down, by far.
And that's just a fighting game.
Mortal Kombat is all about the character models. Yeah, they build those bitches from the inside out. Yeah, that's all you have to work with. Backgrounds don't mean shit in Mortal Kombat.
And I've split motherfuckers in half, and I've chopped their fucking heads off, and their limbs off on The Witcher. Like,
In The Witcher, it's so, like, and the ragdoll the ragdoll physics are so good.
Yeah.
Like, when you cut someone's legs off, he doesn't fly off to the left. Like, he fucking falls down like his legs got chopped off.
Yeah. Let me chop your legs off to see if that really happens.
We'll see, bro. I'll fly off to the left. I'm like, fuck, I was wrong.
I'll just paint you black and have Andy come over. I'll be like, hey, Andy, come over. He's going to just chop your legs off randomly.
Why do you guys hate me so much? I don't know.
Yeah. Notice that? Like, he'll be in a building and, like, wind is just still, like, blowing in his gorgeous white locks. Have you noticed that? No?
Yes, I definitely noticed.
Did you turn your mic off?
Me? Yeah. Possibly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I did.
She turned her mic.
I was all turning off. So Mia just said that Geralt's hair is always flowing.
It is always flowing. And I was just like, man, like, is this just, like, my copy of the game? Because, like, he'll be in, like, a cave and just, like, wind is just coming out of nowhere.
Hey, there's wind in caves.
No, you'll be in the castle, like, talking to the Baron, and his hair is just... constantly fucking.
That's why I got the haircut where he shaves the side of his head and just has the ponytail.
Oh, like the
much
whole,
more under control.
Huh.
Because I did run around with the long hair let down. There's a fucking down his shoulders, and that shit pissed me off because there's fucking all the time.
It doesn't
everywhere.
Bother me, but I could see where it's kind of like it does take you out of the immersiveness because when you're doing like the cutscenes and stuff like that,
it definitely does take you out of it.
I was about to say, I just noticed, like, hey. His hair is still, like, blowing.
She looks in the mirror. She's like, my hair is not moving.
Like, what's going on?
She turns on the fan. No, I feel better.
I feel like you're out the Riviera from 29 Palms.
I just, like, immerse myself in the game.
I'm never going
to
get rid of that.
I'll say, like, the biggest thing I know it's the main character and that, like, you have to... I mean, it's all based on him. Man, character creation would have been so badass in that game.
Because
I would have totally made a female character.
Of course you would.
I know. I don't play with male characters.
You would run around with that armor on.
Just ass flapping everywhere, dude.
Yeah. And I will bet my entire fucking fortune of whatever I have in my bank account that the next Witcher game, Ciri is going to be the main character.
Yeah.
I hope so. Because I like the Ciri parts. I love the Ciri parts.
Oh, her dodge is so cool.
She has powers and shit.
Yeah.
Like, she has actual powers. Like, the more you play, the more storylines, like, you can't do all of her powers yet. When you get on toward the end of Act 1, you do this one story quest where she's fighting like 200 bandits. Holy fucking shit. Like, she is seriously amazing.
That's what I'm saying. I would rather play with her. I wish they would have given you the option of playing as him or as her throughout the whole game. And I know that it's based on that story and they're trying to get it through, but that would have been pretty badass.
Well, I mean, who knows?
Next. You're already playing her story in those little vignettes. But yeah, The Witcher 4 is Ciri. It's got to be. Because they've already said this is the last game with Geralt.
No.
But this is not called The Witcher cast. This is Uncommon Heroes.
Yeah, so no,
yeah.
20 minutes of The Witcher.
I'd love it.
I hope you guys enjoy The Witcher as much as we have. No, we should every week we should have a little section of like, what'd you do on The Witcher this week?
We should.
Yeah, I know, right?
I don't know.
Oh, you think you're just a regular member now?
I was about to say, I'm like, already in. I'm official now.
I'm like, I killed a baby. I killed a fetus.
I killed a baby. I don't even have to do in the podcast every day. I was just like, you know, at work, be like, guess what? You know,
I can see, like, whenever Mia's banging chicks in The Witcher, like, she takes a selfie and puts her face on the character model,
like, on the screen.
I'm banging girl.
Right?
She superposes her face on.
Yeah,
her.
Exactly.
I know. He's totally.
I can see you doing it. I can totally see you doing it.
I'm okay with that. I could probably see myself too doing that.
Yeah, just so you know, because you're on the podcast, we're gonna post that picture of you licking Geralt's face.
Oh yeah, do it. Yeah,
we still haven't posted shit on there. Have you posted anything? Just on the
Alec is in control of it. I don't know.
I'll be controlling.
Why would you leave it in control of somebody that's never here anyway?
I know. Right? Fuck that guy. You know what? Yeah. Alex is voted off. Alex, if you're listening, fuck you.
Yeah, I'm taking your place.
Boom. Fact checker Mia. Whatever.
Fact checker.
So, Damon, you brought something up interesting earlier about Splatoon, the new game that's coming out.
I'm excited about Splatoon. It's going to be badass.
You're
it's going to change the face
but
of gaming.
Awesome. In Europe or not.
Yeah, basically in the UK, tons of people are going to be left out of picking up their pre-ordered copies of Splatoon.
Oh, no.
Because a truckload was stolen.
Wait, did this truck only have Splatoon on it?
Just it had Splatoon and the amiibo figures.
No. But wait,
It was like an 18-wheeler?
Yeah, that's what it's saying.
Full
of
Splatoon and amiibos?
Full of Splatoon and amiibo figures. Completely. Those fucking amiibo figures are already going to be hard to find.
Yeah.
Now they're going to be on the black market for like fucking.
Who the fuck do you think did that?
Like,
somebody, fucking Bowser, dude. It had to be Bowser.
No, it was actually Mario and Luigi. Like, fuck this game. They're on our territory. We can't let them win.
Taking over the popularity of
the game.
Mario
looks fucking awesome. I can't wait for it. Comes out this Friday.
Because I don't have a Wii U anymore. I do like the squid hat that they gave us to promote it. That's pretty
badass.
All
three of us should wear it and then take a picture.
And that makes me want to play the game. Just wearing the squid hat. Like, I was like, I want a paint roller and shit.
Right? Yeah. He was like, I want to color everything green.
Yeah. I was watching like a few live plays and stuff like that. And it's more detailed than what it actually looks. It's not just like, oh, you go around shooting fucking ink everywhere. There's different modes that you can do, and the storyline and
modes.
Like, they actually have a storyline on there, which is pretty cool.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, and your customer or your character customization. You have to go shopping and stuff, and like do outfits. You could be a girl.
Yep. I am. I'm gonna play as a girl.
Your inkling girl.
It's about time.
That's cool. I
games that let you choose what you get to play as. And I'm going to put her like in a little skimpy outfit.
She's a little kid, bro. I know.
I was about to say.
I was getting really aggroed over a second.
I was saying
high tops and assless chaps.
Like, no, we're at work. And I was working with James. And I was like, man, I'm so excited about Splatoon. He's like, why? I'm like, dude, I could totally just. I'm going to go on there and just demolish children's faces on that fucking game.
You're like, oh, I'm better than you.
Yeah, so many kids are going to be playing it.
They are.
I'm going to be sitting on my high horse with fucking inking their faces to death.
Right? I was about to say. I was like, watch out. Something perverted is coming up.
I doubt they put teabagging in it, but if they do.
If you can crouch, there's teabagging. Yeah. They specifically didn't put crouching in there. It was like, we're going to have little kids teabagging each other.
And then on their forehead is going to have like a little like balls on their forehead.
Oh my God.
Like they were dipped in paint.
Yeah. Instead of ink, you dip it in paint and you fucking teabag them.
Dude, that's fucked up, but that is hilarious.
Yeah.
We need to make a webcomic of that. Like Splatoon, like someone getting killed and bloop. Like fucking painted ball prints on their forehead.
Teabagging him.
That is fucked up, though. A whole fucking truckload.
Truckload.
Like, it had to be someone from the factory.
that planned
it. Yeah, they had to have known what they were stealing.
Yeah, because there's not going to be some random dude and he's like, hey, that truck looks like it's got goodies in it. Let's go knock it over.
But the perfect game would have been Grand Theft Auto because you just...
Oh, yeah.
That would have been fucking hilarious.
That would have been so ironic. Like fucking...
That game would have sold through the roof after that. Yeah. Like, did you know this game got stolen?
I know.
Like, actually stolen?
But now that makes Splatoon even more badass. Like, it gives it that street cred now. Like,
ooh, what if Nintendo set the whole thing up?
Yeah, criminals want this. Like, that's crazy.
Criminals want this. Yeah, criminals. I'm a white middle-class suburban. Why do I not want this? Yeah. I want... If criminals want it, I want... Where's heroin? I want to try heroin.
Yeah.
Criminals like heroin. Yeah, that's what
bump up their street cred.
Little baggies of heroin and slaying them on the street. Hey, you want a copy of Splatoon? There's like little I know. Heroin little in there, like some rocks.
Instructions like shoot up first, play later.
Terrible. Terrible. Poor that's the name of today's kids. Episode. This is a family game.
Daniel you guys are little kids.
Yep.
Right?
I like it.
Done. So yeah, something comic book related for the first time this week. DC Legends of Tomorrow. That's a TV show coming out in 2016. It's a bunch of spin-off characters from Arrow and the Flash, and new characters like the Time Traveler, Rip the Time Hunter, whatever. But yeah, so what was it? Oh fuck, what's the dude's name?
Hawkgirl looks badass.
Hawkgirl does
look badass.
I'll
say fucking right off the bat, like I didn't really like Arrow or Flash, but this looks actually a lot more exciting because you have more than just one hero.
You actually got Hawkgirl and Adam.
A team.
Yeah, a whole team. Which is Captain Cole.
Captain Cole and Heatwave.
It's kind of like a low-budget Avengers kind of thing.
No, what they're doing is they're making like... Because Justice League is starting in 2016 with Dawn of Justice.
Really?
Batman vs. Superman is the first Justice League movie technically. Because Wonder Woman's in it, Green Lantern's in it, Aquaman's in it. They're all fucking in it. And so what they're doing to tide you over until the Justice League movie 2017 is they had this TV show called Legends of Tomorrow, which is a bunch of DC characters in a team to get you all pumped and ready for, you know, the Justice League.
Some epicness.
Adam on there.
Adam, Hawkgirl.
Captain
Firestorm.
Cold, Firestorm.
Yeah.
The Flash and the Arrow. It looks pretty cool for what it is. Like,
yeah. Especially because Rip the Time Hunter, like, no one knows who the fucking time-traveling hero is.
I don't remember. I'm not that big into DC, though, like that.
It's really cool they're adding that in.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool, the season finale of The Flash. The reverse Flash is trying to get back through time. They open up a wormhole. That's what causes Legends of Tomorrow, is the wormhole that was opened up in The Flash. It was like that little scene. Whatever. Anyway, so before the wormhole closes... You remember the Flash costume where he wore like a red t-shirt, blue shorts, and they had that helmet with like the little wings on the sides? That helmet came through the portal.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It was really fucking cool. I was like, what does this mean? It was really cool though, because like seriously, like they were fighting from the wormhole, all of a sudden this helmet just comes out and it's the fucking like original Flash helmet. I'm like,
yeah, I was gonna say that's like the 1960s, 1970s
Flash. Yeah, and I'm like, what the fuck does this mean? And then fucking the reverse Flash is like, that means it's my time to go. So I think like the original Flash was about to come through that hole and fuck him up or something. Like, that's really cool to think about though.
That is really cool.
It's cool. I feel like Mia's less enthused that we're not talking about The Witcher anymore.
Yeah. I know, right? I'm just like, aw.
I was going to say, I've been watching Game of Thrones. That's where it's fucking at, dude.
Dude,
it's been getting so fucking good. It's getting so fucking good so fucking fast. Like, it's crazy. This last episode was really fucking
crazy.
Does
everybody die?
No, there's just more raping, which is fucking great.
More raping.
Yeah.
Teabagging kids and raping.
Raping, right?
More attempted rapes, more rapes.
The title of this podcast, Teabagging and Rapes. Raping.
Teabagging and Rapes.
Teabagging and Rape.
We are explicit tags, so that's fucking okay.
Yeah.
No. Say fuck more. But fucking.
But fucking. When people do that. Yeah, that's but fucking. And I'm like, yeah.
That's how she started off on her mic check. But fucking.
But fucking.
But fucking.
That's all you need to say. The whole,
right?
We'll ask you a question. Like, Mia, where are you from? But fucking, but fucking, but fucking.
Yeah. But fucking. You know, I'm from 29 Palms. But fucking.
Oh,
like,
Doug Cockles,
you know,
from 29 Palms.
Oh, but fucking. Yeah.
He's The Witcher. He doesn't. Don't say but fucking The Witcher.
I know. Disrespect, right? I take that back. Sorry. I feel bad. I'm ashamed.
It exists. Rule 34 of the internet. There is Geralt of Rivia getting butt fucked somewhere.
No.
Probably.
You gonna look it up?
Let's Google. Oh no! I was gonna say go ahead and Google. I don't want to see it burn my eyes. Real quick.
Right? No, she no way. Longer puts her face in front of the chicks. He's banging.
I know. I'm just all like copy and paste that. I'll put your face on there.
Tris, man.
No. Your face on Tris's body. There you go.
Dude, that would be a beautiful fucking beast you would create right there.
Oh, beast? Okay.
That's like fucking Frankenstein of sexy people. Is my head on Tris Marigold's body?
I would still tap that.
I know. You would tap me right now the way I am.
So, right?
I
mean, pull on his beard and be like, you like that?
Little bitty Mexican Danish.
You like that?
Tug you on your beard? Yeah.
That is too funny.
Let's see. So, tough talk of the week. Daniel's suggestion. I think it's pretty good. Old people and technology. So where do you stand on old people and technology, Daniel?
Well, first of all, what brought it up is like the fact when I was driving over here, there was literally a 60-year-old guy with fucking Beats headphones on. I was like, that's so fucking weird. Like how did he even come across?
You think like his kid bought it for him?
I don't know, dude. Like, did he go to Walmart and or wherever and he was like, there's a pair of $200 headsets. I'm gonna fucking walk with these on.
Can I plug this into my Walkman?
I know, right? Oh man, that's terrible. Like slowly but surely, like the innocence of old people for me are just dying, my perspective. Yeah, right. Since like, I've learned that there's an epidemic of like STIs among like, or, well, they're STIs now, infections, not diseases.
Really?
Yeah.
When the fuck did that happen? Yeah. I haven't had sex in a while, so. Oh. So I don't know.
But yeah, there's like a huge epidemic like on old people with that. And now they're like Beats
with
and.
STDs or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Old
folks
homes, there's a record high for people over the age of 50 who have STDs because they can't get pregnant. So old people in old folks home, what they do is they just bang each other all the time. Yeah. They're all just a bunch of swingers.
Dude, when I was in class and I learned about that, and like I go to school like in the Palm Desert where there's a lot of retiree people, every time I walked by an old person, I was like,
they're
like,
getting busy, man.
She probably has syphilis. Do you have syphilis? You want a piece of candy? I don't want your syphilitic candy, bitch. No, like fucking Mickey Mouse over here. I don't want your syphilitic candy. No, fucking yeah. Fucking old people have STDs now. Fucking people are getting pregnant
so
younger
weird,
and younger.
Dude, like.
Yeah.
Imagine.
So that old man probably had STDs with his Beats.
He's probably listening to like a self-help book on dealing with STDs on his Dre Beats.
Yeah, I'm surprised
headphones.
He didn't have a backwards hat, fucking saggy pants.
Oh,
like those clip-on sunglasses, big old reading glasses.
Yeah, I'm here.
Have you ever had to help an old person get into their email?
My mom.
Yeah. No, like, not.
I used to do a computer repair service where I'd go to their house and fix their computers and stuff. So I get this call at like 1 o'clock in the morning from this old man and he's freaking the fuck out. And I'm like, hey, I can get to you tomorrow, like 11:30 in the morning. He's like, okay, that works, whatever. I show up, right? And he lives in a big fucking house in 29. It's on 2 miles, a huge fucking house. And, so I go in, and I was like, so, you know, what's the problem? He's like, well, I'm trying to talk to my son in Colorado, but this damn thing ain't letting me talk to him. And I'm like, are you trying to Skype? And he had no idea what Skype was. And he takes me, and he's like, yeah, I just type in Yahoo. And then nothing happens.
Yahoo.
Yeah, he's like, my son said just to go to Yahoo. And I was like, oh, God. So I just set up this email account for this old man. It took 3 hours to get him to understand that he's just typing message to send to his son. He'll read it. It's like a letter, like an electronic letter. So I can't talk to him? I was like, that's what the phone is for. Just fucking call your son. Like, it was pretty good. But old man paid me $80 for that. So I was like, hey.
That's worth it.
And he fed me, too, because I was there for fucking ever.
3 hours of work and the STD.
I was about to
house.
Say, you should go get checked now.
Oh, man. Yeah, the epidemic. I think the epidemic is like now.
That keyboard's going to be so sticky now that he knows how to use a computer.
Oh, my God.
Yahoo!
I was about to say, I was like, was he like auditioning for like the next Yahoo commercial?
Dude, fuck it. Oh, yeah, man.
The weirdest thing, though, is like, my mom's, you know, older Mexican lady, and she sent me a text the other day. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, my mom started texting me and started freaking out a little bit. I was like, Mom, what the fuck?
Yeah,
like,
well, my mom just speaks Spanish, too, so I get this text in Spanish for my mom. I was like, that's so weird. Like,
it'd be funny if it auto-corrected it all to, like, English words. It's like, skillet branch, yeah. Oil right? bomb. And you're
like, what? I'm like, are you okay? Are you having a seizure, Mom?
Right? He leaves. I was like, I gotta go.
You're like, you run out of the house. He's like, where are you going? Skillet branch, oil bomb.
Yeah. I don't know. I just gotta go.
Something wrong with her.
No, but yeah, like, fucking, I think it's, like, getting to the age, like, I don't want to be an old person in the aspect of, like, what old people are today.
Oh, I was about to say, well, too late, but...
Yeah,
I mean, because, like, technology has advanced so much. Like, I understand, like, yeah, computers are a big thing. They started, you know, in, like, the 70s, 80s kind of thing. And the internet just started late 80s, early 90s. People don't think about that. Like, it's a very new occurrence.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that by the time I'm old, I've been doused in this technology enough to not turn out, what's Yahoo, you know? Like,
yeah.
I hope
that
so.
That is scary a little
well,
bit.
Well, the first thing I was asking you guys, what's Whisper? I sound like a...
Yeah, I was about to say.
Dude, fucking look at you. Do you have Snapchat?
No, I don't have it. I know I've heard God. Of Snapchat, but I don't have it.
I've heard of Snapchat. Yeah.
I know, right? How do you
That's where you take
this?
A Polaroid and
at
mail it
same,
to your
at
friend.
At the same time, like...
For 10 seconds.
Like, I mean, I have Instagram and I have Facebook, but I don't hardly ever
check
that. I was
going to say,
that.
You're never on those, yeah. so...
Yeah.
Man, definitely not should be... You shouldn't be a charge of the Uncommon Heroes Facebook thing.
No, that's why I'm not. I'm leaving it to the young...
Back in young my hit. Day, you get a cheeseburger for a quarter.
I was born before the internet, dude. I think most you of
were.
Us were.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Most of us were.
I was born right in the inception. The same year I was born was when the internet went out to the mass populace.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, even before it, I remember, dude, fucking... No cell phones, no fucking...
Yeah, I remember. You remember car phones?
I remember car phones.
Where the whole center console was a phone?
Phone,
or
yeah.
The briefcase
with
that
the
was
phone.
A cell
phone.
Yes.
And pagers,
God damn,
they don't exist.
This is about us talking about old people that... Not us being like...
I remember when gas was under a dollar. Do you remember when gas was under a dollar?
Oh, yeah, I was already driving. I do. Gas was... It was 98, 97 cents Ooh. When I started driving.
I remember old. When gas went up to like $1.02. My dad drove around town trying to find a place that was under a dollar. It was fucking ridiculous.
It cost some more money to drive around to
That's
look.
Right?
Yeah, I was like, fuck, you could have just stopped at the Shell station the first time you saw something.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
But now I realize how old I am. Thanks, Cameron, for fucking my day
Dude,
up.
It's all Mia's fault.
It's not my
Dude,
fault.
Dude, this was your topic
Look,
you wanted to
no,
talk about.
I know. I was about to say, I was happy with staying on The Witcher. And you yeah, wanted to go.
Wow.
You wanted to become like this downer talking about old people and then scary stories about STIs. Like,
one other thing I don't like about The Witcher. There's so many guys with that bowl haircut. What the fuck,
Oh, yeah, like the very
dude?
First merchant you run into. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I'm like, is that like the most popular style in that fucking universe?
No, later on, you'll
really
notice
annoying.
All the children in the world are the same six children.
Well, that's just like Skyrim. They had the same two kids.
Yeah.
And that's
Everywhere,
all there
yeah.
was in the whole universe.
But there are a lot of side quests revolving around children, and it's the same six children. And I have a theory. I think these children are secretly specters working for the Wild Hunt because I'm doing quests. Did you do the orphanage in the swamp yet?
No,
nope,
I didn't.
Not yet.
Okay. Fucking that shit's good. Just wait. Fucking the old crones. You haven't met them yet?
Nope.
No. I don't.
Dude. Fucking spoiler, dude. Come on.
They're so right? disgusting. It's oh god. Anyway. So there's six children there, right? And then stuff happens, blah, blah. And there's children run around towns and stuff, you know, and they're always in, like, areas where they shouldn't be. Like, when someone goes missing, when someone gets killed by a werewolf, the children are there, and they're laughing and playing. I was riding around randomly or whatever. I was, like, I was looking for Celadine because I had to make a potion. I didn't have any Celadine. I'm not about to fucking buy it when I can just go get it myself.
Yeah, be a real witcher.
That's right. No, I'm fucking walking around, and all of a sudden, like, one of the question marks popped up, so I'm like, oh, I'll go see what that is. It's a fucking house, right? It's a house. Nothing around it. But there's a little light coming from inside, so I'm like, oh, cool, I'll go in here. I walk in, there are just six children sitting around a little fire in the house.
And I'm creepy.
Like, I'll go up to them and it starts like a little quest to talk to them. Mm-hmm. And so you had the option to either give them money, give them food, or ask them where their parents are. I was like, cool. Usually when you do a thing like that, you can do the other two options as well.
Mm-hmm.
So like I can give them food and then ask about their parents. So I gave them food and they just disappear. So I'm like,
what the fuck?
What the fuck? So I'm wondering if, like, I've asked about their parents if they would attack me. But then I go to the village on the way. It's the same six children.
Creepy.
They're probably just hungry, dude.
I know,
they're
right?
They're probably looking for fucking Cheetos. Yeah, but Cheetos.
They just disappeared, bro.
Yeah.
Fire and everything. And the house turned all broken and decrepit and shit.
Dang. Don't show Evie that, man. You're going to scare Evie.
I know.
Like, she loves already, The Witcher.
No, but she doesn't like that storyline, dude.
She does. Yeah, she moved over.
That's creepy. Yeah. No, I never really noticed that. Like, every time I come upon a kid in a village, they're like assholes. Like, I'll just like walk around, there's a kid playing in the mud, and I like try to talk to it. It makes like this fart noise, like, you can't catch me, or something that. And I'm just like, what asshole kid.
Yeah, that's right? What I like about the game, because you just don't know what's going to happen next. Because, like I said, that fucking aborted fetus, I didn't think was going to come out, dude.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
In White Orchard, when you first walk across that bridge, there's one kid's like, I'm going to make a slingshot. And the dude's like, I want to see a real sword. So I'm like, okay, cool. So I was like, maybe if I show my sword, he'll like, you know, tell me about a treasure or something. So I go up to the kid. He's like, oh, look at your swords. Can I hold one? And Geralt's like, no, I don't think so. And so I'm like, so can I see it? And I'm like, sure. So I take it out. And everyone runs, running away. Like, you just asked me to take my sword. What the fuck? Has this happened to you? Like, I'll be walking around normal. Everything's fine. My weapons are up, like, put away. I'm just walking around town, and all of a sudden, people around me will just scream and run away.
Yeah, because they know you're a witcher. Man,
you're a fucking witcher.
They're scared of you.
I've done nothing but good shit.
Doesn't matter.
But even at that, like, when you're walking around town, they'll be like, freak.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you.
Dude, I fucking, like, look at me getting all personal. Like, why do they hate me so much?
Right? You're just like
right off the bat,
you
I
just
know
stop
you're
hated. And, like, start crying for a minute and be like, I didn't even do anything.
Like, that very first guard you run into at White Orchard, he's like, keep walking before I stick you. And I was like, what?
Yeah, bring it on, what? Bitch.
I know. I just, like, I could take all
right
of
before
you.
I came over here, I was just doing the boxing missions where you box those dudes up and shit.
Some of those are hard. Like, there's a couple where you have to fight two people at once. Fucking brutal.
Huh.
But he got this.
I just did three of them, so the first three that they give you. And then now they're like, hey, you need to go fight this dude that's way stronger over here.
Yeah, you go on to different cities and stuff.
Oh, okay. So
how much time do you guys spend playing Gwent?
I don't play it at all.
I want to say, I've tried a couple of games. I, like, suck at it. I'm not really...
Yeah, like, well, yeah, I've noticed that you can buy cards from merchants.
Yeah.
And I really want to buy, like, the full decks of all the cards. I play a lot of fucking Gwent.
You
make
really?
A lot of money doing that, too.
You do, but...
There's tournaments and stuff.
I just thought that, like, once you go into a game and you win, you get the cards from there. Because isn't there, like, sometimes people have rare, like, hero cards
so,
that you want?
Yeah, you can play almost every merchant in the game you can play, and they'll usually give you a card or money, depending. Certain merchants have really rare cards. But those are like rare spawn kind of things. Mm-hmm. And you can play like important people in society and they have rare cards. But like, I was doing some research and I was like, I want to play this fucking game. Found out the big collector's edition of The Witcher, like with the statue and everything. There's one in the UK. It comes with a deck of Gwent playing cards. You
That's
can play
awesome.
With, it's a two-player game of Gwent.
That's awesome.
Right? I fucking want that.
Did you see... Isn't it, like, a real game, though? I thought it was.
Yeah, they made it to a real game now.
Oh, from before the... then. I thought it was some old Polish game.
No, I read somewhere, too, that they were like, oh, it's better than fucking Hearthstone and shit, stuff like that.
Really?
I was like, I don't know about that.
I want to play this fucking game. Okay, yeah, in the game, it's not better than Hearthstone. So fucking don't. Hearthstone's a great fucking game. But I want legit, like, a deck of Gwent cards.
For me, it's like, there's already so much to do, I really don't need another
but that's the beauty
four or
of
five
it.
Hours being sucked away and playing cards.
Well, yeah, that's the beauty of it. If you don't feel like hunting monsters or doing the quest, fucking go play some Gwent. You'll be fine.
Right, take some time, and I just
I'll be playing Splatoon
by that time. Oh yeah, he will be.
I don't know if someone steals the truck.
Oh fuck that, dude! I'll kill Mia if that's the case.
No. This is the first and last time Mia's gonna be in the podcast.
Right, I was about to say no. I'll just hide it.
Yeah, hide Splatoon. We didn't get any, actually.
You are short, so...
I'll just hold it above you.
You will die.
Be like, I'll cut off your legs. Yeah.
See if you fly the left. Yeah. So that's it for this week. Do you guys have any closing comments or anything?
No, I mean, just, you know, keep telling people and listen and love us.
Oh, yeah, it is
love
still us. The month
we'll,
of May.
We'll love you back.
So a few days. If you donate $5 to the GoFundMe campaign.
Nobody wants the posters, right?
No, because
nobody donated.
But I got Witcher posters now.
Oh, shit.
Well, yeah. Of him killing a griffin.
I mean, we could even do something like somebody donates even like $50. We can maybe give away one of those Squidling hats.
Oh, yeah.
Those are pretty badass. We'll should take a picture.
Which one did Eddie want? The blue one? We'll give away the blue one.
Yeah, Eddie has no right to any of them.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So I want the orange one. I just want the orange one because I want it. Like, I want it.
That's what I'm saying. But if somebody donates, that'd be a pretty cool gift to get. Like, they're actually really cool fucking hats.
They're cool.
Yeah, and they're pretty rare, too.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, because only GameStop employees are getting it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Only. Ooh. Never mind. I'm not going to say that. Anyway, so yeah. Donate $50 before, let's say, 2-3 weeks. Whatever.
Like I said, send us pictures of your... duck pics.
Yeah, duck pics.
And butt plugs for Mia.
Mia does love butt plugs.
Mia loves butt plugs. So if you can please send us pictures of your butt plugs, whatever you find online. Fists, rubber fists.
Right.
Hayruken butt plugs.
I've been tired of the use, so send me your...
The use of the beads and stuff aren't doing anymore.
Yeah, send me some...
Yeah, so
innovation.
Email us any pictures, questions, comments, concerns. If you want to know where Mia lives or her phone number, go to uncommonheroes@outlook.com.
You can find us on Facebook. I'll ignite you guys. Flamethrower.
Facebook.com/uncommonheroes29. And then Twitter, uncommon_heroes.
We're everywhere, but we don't update it. So
I update
That's
it.
Sad.
You're never on my fucking... You don't go to Facebook. You
don't worry, guys.
Shit.
I'll be updated.
Yeah, we're gonna post pictures of Mia and stuff. So
no, Daniel,
we'll have pictures of me licking
Gerald's face.
Yeah,
yeah,
right. I'm no, like, I'll just like we'll take. I'll find like naked, half naked pictures of like you, like Tris and Yen.
I'll
and
put Mia's face on it.
No, I'll put Daniel's face on Jen.
Next podcast is just
Yennefer, not Jen.
Yeah, right.
The whole podcast.
So look at these pictures that Mia made.
No, you guys will see like half naked pictures
Mia talking,
of like,
yeah, right?
Guys, stop it, guys. Guys. Okay. That's someone just funny. Lost their shit at that just now. They heard Mia's voice. Guys. And they're like, oh, God.
No way.
And they don't even know how pretty she is yet.
No. It's not that serious, but.
And lastly, finally, you can donate to us at GoFundMe.com/UncommonHeroes.
That's what about our Twitch? What's going on with our Twitch?
Dude, who the fuck knows? We're going to drunk stream The Witcher, though.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. It's going to be goose time.
Me and Mia and Alex are going to drunk stream The Witcher.
Sunday.
Thanks for inviting me. Thanks,
guys. Okay.
Sunday after work.
Sunday. Yeah.
Sunday, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Not like I work Sunday.
I'm going to have 8 p.m. wine. And then Cameron's going to have...
I'm probably going to have Shock Top and Jack Daniels.
Okay. And Daniel, I don't know.
Oh, if I come over, I'll have Heineken.
Cool.
We're all going to be back in the gods. Little room. Streaming. How are we gonna do that? Is one person gonna play at a time, or
yeah,
just until we die, or until
I'll
we
bring
do a
my
quest?
Wii U and I'll be playing
Splatoon
on that little TV.
Oh yeah, we could stream
pad.
Splatoon too.
Huh? We could do two different streams. We could do a stream. We could do three different streams. A stream of each game, and then we could stream the room.
Oh yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I was gonna say, you got rid of your PS4, right?
No, it's right there.
Yeah, it's right here.
I was gonna say then we can do one on the PS4, stream from there too. We have like three screens in here, so
yeah, well, that's great. Boom, settled. Okay, so yeah, just keep an
and
eye
we have
on our Twitter
use,
and our Facebook.
We have a use camera too at work that we can check out.
Yeah.
On the PS4.
Oh yeah.
So keep an eye on our Twitter and Facebook, and you'll see when we're gonna do that. It's gonna be a drunk stream of The Witcher and Splatoon. I guess we'll figure it out. We will figure it out. But yeah. So thank you guys for joining us. Thank you, Mia.
I was going to say thank you guys for having me.
It was really good. Thank you for having me. We might have to have you just replace Daniel or Andy. Because, I mean, it can't.
Me? What the fuck, dude? I'm always here.
I was going to say you,
that's true. So
just Andy here and there.
Just Andy, yeah, whatever. We'll see. You could be part of the Uncommon Heroes family. Who knows?
Who knows?
We'll like, put you in the comic book and stuff.
I'm going to have to redraw our logo.
With just put
I'm
me
just going to put the skull, Andy's skull in the background.
I know, I was going to say.
There's Andy with like X's on his eyes.
Yeah.
Andy, if you're listening, fuck you too.
I'm just kidding. I didn't say that.
Don't break my back.
Yeah. I know, right?
I'm
here
white.
He comes
don't break
through the
my
door
back.
Right now.
I know,
what
right?
What the fuck you say? Yeah.
Yes, yeah, I love you all. Thank you very much. And I hope you have a wonderful week.